We saw your post on Facebook. Was it two cars that were stolen? Can you tell us what happened?
So basically, I heard a noise, like a constant banging on your rubbish bin, which I have a little cat. So I know around 5 o'clock it's her time that she would jump, let's say, off the bin, you know, on the garden and start meowing. But this time it was consistent. So I got like that there is something wrong. That was a constant noise, you know, something banging on a car bin. So I went down. Half asleep, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, still a little bit dark, and I saw main door of our house wide open. Someone trying to get into my car, the electric vehicle, but my car was connected to the wall charger over the night because we were to go away after my birthday yesterday for a little holiday. And obviously it must have been some youngsters or someone who doesn't know how it works with electric vehicles, that basically if you have your electric charger charging your car, the car has a safety plug that it won't let you drive. So the guy in the car tried to drive it, wasn't able, and another guy was trying to pull manually the module off the car, basically to steal the car. But as I didn't know, they have also keys from the car beside me, which we had a little tow run there, 7-seater for all our kids for summer. So I approached the guy screaming, "What are you doing here? Get out of here." And he approached me back, "What I am doing here?" He had a balaclava on. I only saw eyes. Could have been my height. And some youngster pushed me back. I fell on the ground, took the other tow run and another car because my park had his work van in the front of house parked as well. So that car was stolen as well. So we have two cars stolen. We have, my car is damaged badly. So I'm just getting my car towed into the garage to get estimate for the insurance. They were in the house. They messed up the kitchen. Unfortunately, and that's our mistake, my partner had a cash flow, not big amount of cash flow with him, because obviously everyone is paying by car these days, but he had little cash from his work as well. That's stolen. And just because I managed to kind of get up, wake up with the noise, constant banging on a bin, that was the first approach, you know, to get me what's going on. My car wouldn't do that, you know.
And tell me, so two cars stolen, they attempted to steal the third car. How many people are we talking about here that were involved?
At least three, because if two of them were at one car trying to the most valuable electric vehicle disconnect and another one was already in a van, there must have been as three people. One of our neighbors had one of those phone watch through his doorbell, but he managed to get just one person without even a face around the 4 o'clock. And then obviously I just as matter of fact that we are all families here, I put that on a Facebook to be aware of what's going on. And because we heard some bump as they were leaving our cul-de-sac, we thought they maybe they scratched or damaged another car. So if someone is affected, to obviously call Garda and report it as well, because we are not the only one.
And how are you now?
Well, a bit better, but not able kind of to really function personally, because obviously from 4 o'clock in the morning, I have two kids, 7 and 9. The 9-year-old woke up me screaming, call the guards, you know, help and all this. So he was in a shock. I didn't let them go to school. Absolutely not able.
And your partner was in the house at the time?
He was, and I mean, he thought first of all that I went to kids, see that they were watching the tablet that night or something. But no, I went down, and only when I said, you know, what are you doing here, he realized something is wrong. He jumped off, but it was too late. He only saw one car going, second car going, and it was gone. Okay. Like it was within a second. Then Gardaí called. I called the Gardaí. Two cars came over, still shocked. Gave them all the report, showed them all what's going on. They've used a screwdriver, and through the main door, they managed to get into the house. And we are as normal people as anyone else. Where do you keep your car keys? No one keeps the car keys beside you, beside your bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's in the hall, in a drawer, always hidden, but in a drawer, in the hall. And that's the biggest mistake. That's where they know they're going to find it.